Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I'm sitting here on the bedside table of children all over the world. And I love it, I love it, I love it. And as I visit with these children all over the world, just as they're preparing to go to sleep, just as they're preparing to go to bed, and just as they're preparing to have wonderful dreams, I'm there. And I say to each of the children, I say, how are you doing tonight, you guys? You're wonderful, you're wonderful, you're wonderful. And they look up surprised. They say, yes, Mr. Candle, yes, you're here, yeah, yeah, yes, Mr. Candle, I'm wonderful. Yes, I am, Mr. Candle, I'm wonderful. Well, you know, boys and girls, I was visiting some children, and in this home, it was a very unusual home. Because in this home, they had two autistic children. And these autistic children came into the life of this family who were not familiar with autistic children. They were not familiar with the idea of geniuses being born in their world. And how in the world do you work with genius children to bring out the best in them and to allow them to be the best that they can possibly be, the magic that they are? Yes, the magic that they are. Autistic children are magic children. They are children full of surprise. They are children full of imagination. They are children full of dreams. They are children full of possibilities. And we, the parents of children who have these magical possibilities, we want to know how to encourage them to be as fantastic as they are. How to encourage them to be as magical as they are. How to bring out the best in them. And you know, boys and girls, the parents that I have dealt with and the children who are autistic and whose parents are I have dealt with are quite amazing people, because they would not have an autistic child in their life, in their world, if they were not ready to handle them, if they were not ready to encourage them, if they were not ready to inspire them, if they were not ready to direct them to be themselves and have fun. Autistic children don't do things like normal children do, because they are far ahead of it in their thinking process. And they are thinking things as being completed, as being done. They're not thinking things as to be done. They're thinking of the things as being done. And they have magic in their mind. They have magic in their soul. They have magic in their being, because they are ready to live a most fantastic life. And they have been given parents, and they've been given a world. They've been given a family which allows them to bring these ideas forth. Oh yes, they'll be the Shakespeare, they'll be the Mozart, they'll be the beautiful souls that have come along in the past. They'll be the geniuses. They are the geniuses, as we all are. But the autistic children have a little edge on most of society, because they are that, and they're living in their inner self, in their awareness of who they are, and they don't always have the technique of expressing it outwardly so that people can look at them and say, oh, is that how it works? Oh, is that how it's done? I see now. Ah, yes, oh, I see. That oh, I see is so prevalent in an autistic child's life. Are you ready to live your life as an autistic person and not be autistic? Are you ready to live your life as a genius in every possible way and be that genius and yet be understood? We know that on YouTube, little children are doing some pretty amazing things, and they're just autistic children. They are autistic in the areas that they are expressing themselves. And we say, wow, listen to that 2-year-old child play the violin. Look at that 3-year-old child playing the piano. Their fingers don't even reach the keys, and they play the piano, and they play beautiful music, and they play with a repertoire of known music And how do they learn it? Where did they get it from? Little children who think that they're born with the Spirit, that they're evangelical, that they're doing wonderful ministerial things, and they're speaking at the ages of 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 years old. And then society comes along and they try to discount these children. They try to say, these children did not do these things. These children had ulterior motives. These children were guided by parents who had ulterior motives to do things. And is that true? Some people may think that's true. But actually, this is the autistic child at work. This is the genius at work. This is the magical person at work. And though we may not understand what he's doing, we may not understand some of these genius children who are getting up there and being preachers, we may not understand the words they're using. We may not understand the autistic child and how he is being confronted by his universe and how he's sharing himself. And it's up to us. It's up to us who may be parents of an autistic child, or who may be in the family of an autistic child, or who may be in the life or the awareness of an autistic child. It's up to us to realize that they are not so much different as advanced. They are advanced beings. They are advanced children. They are advanced souls. And it's up to us to work with them on their own inner advancement, to be the magical beings that they are, to be the glorious souls that they are, to be the wonderful children that they are. And we can do that. We can do that, for we have the ability to understand them. When we stop thinking of them as a normal child and start thinking of them as a child who is exceptional, a child who is being a genius, a child who is being magical in every possible way, then we are opening the doorway of their inner well of awareness, their inner genius, and we are understanding it. Not truly, but we are understanding it a little bit. And as we understand it a little bit, we are coming to some pretty expressive ideas, some pretty marvelous thoughts. And these marvelous thoughts, we may not know in our lifetime. They may not know in their lifetime. Stephen Hawking is certainly an autistic being. And many another. Einstein was an autistic being. And yet they were able to be living in a normal society and being able to cooperate. But they were always beyond the realm. It was because they lived in a society where they were allowed to be the magical being that they were, and they were not thought to be strange or thought to be unusual, but they weren't always understood. You and I are autistic beings too. We are geniuses too. We are magical too. We are living our life in a fantastic way. But if you have the gift, the blessing, if you have the honor of having an autistic child in your life, and you know it, and you recognize it, ask in yourself how you can be a blessing to them in revealing their magic, revealing all of the things that they do and can do and they are and they will be and they will express. Ask in yourself for guidance to work with them. And I'm not at all surprised, I would not be at all surprised, that you would find that you are autistic too. And you have this inner genius about you that you have bottled up and you have brought forth your normal human attitude and forgotten to bring forth your divine attitude, which reaches beyond, which is beyond all that we understand. And we can understand it. We can know it, we can live it, we can enjoy it, but it's up to us to put that to work in our life and put it to work in our life today, so that every moment of our life we can do that. Now, the boys and girls that I was speaking to, I speak to them all over the world as I sit on their bedside table, a candle glowing, and I'm just Mr. Candle saying to them, boys and girls, you're fantastic. Dream your wonderful dreams. Act your wonderful actions. Live your wonderful lives. You're fantastic. You're glorious. You're marvelous. You're fantastic. You're fantastic. You're fantastic. And they are. And you are. Well, boys and girls, look out the window there. Do you see that? There comes Mr. Sandman. He's got that bag of pixie dust, and he's going to sprinkle it all over you, and he's going to put you to sleep with the wonderful dreams of the magic of an autistic child in you being so revealed now, so wonderful now, so totally now. Accept this, boys and girls. Accept this now. Now get ready for bed. Call your mommy and daddy. Say, mommy, daddy, give me a hug, give me a kiss. I'm ready to go to sleep. And mommy and daddy will be right there. And if they're not there for any reason at all, they are there in spirit. They're there in your heart. They're there in your love. And remember that. And the people you do have about you are people who love you very much, people who understand you, and who want you to be all that you can be right now. Claim this for yourself, boys and girls. Because that's what it's all about. Now, snuggle yourself in bed there. Pull up the covers. Say, night-night, Mama. Night-night, Daddy. Night-night, brothers and sisters. Night-night. I love you. I love you. I love you. And this is Mr. Candle saying to you, I love you. I love you. I love you.